County's Bicentennial Committee presents the Bicentennial Journal, stories celebrating the rich history of Monroe County.
This is my Monroe County story. I'm Susie Graham. In 2018, Ivy Tech Community College is recognized as a college of choice for more than 6,000 local students annually. What we tend to overlook is the rich 50-year history we have in Monroe County. Created by the Indiana General Assembly in 1963, the Indiana Vocational Technical College, as the school was initially named, served the state's workforce by providing training in skilled and technical trades. Although a statewide institution, neither Bloomington nor Monroe County would benefit from its presence until 1967, when the Columbus campus, including a satellite site in Bloomington, was chartered. Classes were offered the following year in a former medical facility on West 2nd Street. Programs were limited to health occupations, primarily nursing, and primarily for women. By 1971, the Bloomington campus would award 17 technical certificates to the first practical nursing graduates and 2 technical certificates to operating room technicians. These graduates would have completed their clinical experiences across the street at Bloomington Hospital and likely have jobs there following graduation. Bloomington native son Harvey Poling Jr., who served as vice president and dean of the Columbus campus, expanded the Bloomington presence in 1978 by moving classes into a former newspaper production plant on North Curry Pike, where the college could now offer training in electronics, secretarial science, and building construction. With steady growth in enrollment and programming, the campus relocated again to a larger facility only 3 years later as the main tenant of Westbury Village off State Road 37 on the city's west side. The spaces there were not always optimal for classrooms and offices, but cramped quarters made for great camaraderie. The next 20 years would see tremendous growth for the Bloomington campus, most notably in enrollment and in response to the changing face of Monroe County's business and industrial community. By 2000, Bloomington would become its own administrative center, no longer a satellite of Columbus. It built a 148,000-square-foot academic building in the newly established Park 48 district on the city's west side. And Bloomington resident and businessman Dr. Ron Powell was appointed by Governor Frank O'Bannon as the campus's state trustee. Along the way, the college would be renamed twice, first in 1995 as Ivy Tech State College, and 10 years later when it was rechartered as Indiana's statewide community college system. And now, in 2018, we reflect on these 50 years and the impact Ivy Tech has had on Bloomington, Monroe County, and the 7 additional counties included in its service area. The college has played a major role in the attraction and growth of businesses, such as life sciences partners Cook Medical and Boston Scientific. It has stepped up to the plate each time we've lost employers, such as General Electric, Otis, and RCA, by providing training programs to hundreds of displaced workers so they could upgrade skills for reemployment. Ivy Tech Bloomington students tend to stay in the community, contributing to our local economy and quality of life. They often transfer to Indiana University or other 4-year partners, taking with them any of 800-plus course credits from 150 program areas, all of which they can apply to bachelor's degrees. A hallmark of Ivy Tech Bloomington and the legacy of Chancellor Emeritus John Weikart is its focus on civic engagement. Chancellor Jenny Vaughn continues this proud tradition on behalf of Bloomington and Monroe County, which have benefited from an equivalent of over $1 million in volunteerism, service learning, and community involvement by students and employees. Let's go back a bit longer than 50 years now. In 1950, Indiana graduated only 44% of its high school students, and that was fine because those kids could go straight into a factory or back to the family farm and live fully realized lives. We see a different reality in 2018, and Ivy Tech is exactly the conduit needed for so many of our young people today. Nowhere has this borne out better than here in Monroe County.
Join us next week for another edition of the Monroe County Bicentennial Journal.